This is a podcast from Seven Church, Bristol.
Firstly, apologies, this talk isn't particularly Advent-y. In my head, I thought November, I hadn't even crossed my mind that, that it was, in fact, the first Sunday of Advent. But I am going to talk about Jesus, and Advent is about Jesus. So, I mean, who knows, the things that Jesus is saying that we're going to look at, maybe he said them on his 32nd birthday. We'll never know. So I thought, I'm David, by the way, if you haven't met me. Thank you. I thought I might start with some stories, if that's okay. So I work for a charity called Fusion, and we work with uni students around the country. And so one of the joys of working for Fusion is that I just get to hear stories, amazing stories around the country of students finding Jesus in amazing ways. And I wanted to talk about freedom today. I just felt like that was what God wanted to talk to us about. And I guess the obvious examples might be when I was living and working in Hong Kong, seeing drug addicts set free. But I kind of wanted to give us a picture of kind of Jesus working in 21st century Britain, like more relatable stories with students who are coming to Jesus, you know, this year in Freshers' Week, coming to Jesus over the last few years. So I thought I'd start with a story that my colleague in Lincoln told me. And she goes to a church in Lincoln called St. Swithin's, and she works with Fusion, but she also works as the student pastor of this church. And she told me a story about a guy called Keith, who is 70 years old, and he loves just to go to Waterstones, grab a coffee in the Waterstones Cafe, and just chat to people. And so he was just chatting to whoever he met. He ended up chatting to the student. I can't remember her name. We're going to call her Zoe. But he just ends up chatting, 70-year-old Keith, to the student, and ends up basically inviting her to church. He says, "Oh, Zoe, you should come to church. You should come check out my church." She's never really been to church, but she lives next to the church. And she thinks, "Oh, okay, Keith, who I've just met in Waterstones, I'll come to your church. I'll try it out." And she does turn up one Sunday. She turns up high on weed, but she quite enjoys it. And so she keeps coming back. And eventually she gets invited to do Alpha. This is last year, so this time last year, she gets invited to do Alpha. She, through the Alpha course, she ends up finding Jesus, essentially. She ends up thinking, I think Jesus might be the way, the truth, and the life. But she's really struggling with her mental health, and she says to my colleague Mads, she says, part of me really wants to live for Jesus now, and part of me just still doesn't really want to live at all. And then she goes to Focus, which is like the HDB sort of new wine, sort of big festival in the summer. And at the end of one of the meetings, Mads is praying for her. And Mads says it's a bit awkward because everyone had left. She was just praying at the end of the meeting for about 40 minutes. And this girl's just sat there, just not moving at all. And then after about 40 minutes, this girl looks up. And Mads says it looks like she's had a face transplant. Like, literally, it's her face, but it's not her face. Like, the joy on her face has just totally transformed her. She looks totally different. And she says, Mads, it's like before I saw in black and white, and now I see in color. And she says, my depression is gone. She says, it might come back tomorrow, but it's gone right now. And as far as I'm aware, it hasn't come back. But God had totally set her free in that moment. 40 minutes just meeting with Jesus. Her life had been totally transformed. And it all started because a 70-year-old called Keith just chatted to her in Waterstones and invited her to church. Another story. This is from this Freshers' Week. My mate Rob was in Buckingham Uni Freshers' Fair with his mate Ethan. And we like go to the Freshers' Fairs and we have a big sort of thing that says, well, you try church at uni, and we chat to people and invite them to church at uni. And we do it with churches on the ground, so they can go and try out those churches in that area. And Ethan, he's quite direct, maybe a more direct approach than I would go for. He was literally asking people, have you heard the gospel? Which is not kind of usually what we do. But he says, have you heard the gospel? And if people say no, he was just explaining the gospel to them. He was, you know, explaining the good news, talking to them about how Jesus died for them and was raised again. And he meets this girl This girl with blue hair comes towards the stand, and as she's walking past, he says, "Have you heard the gospel?" And she says, "No." And he says, "Would you like to hear the gospel?" And she says, "Okay." And he just explains, how Jesus loves her, how Jesus died for her, how Jesus was raised again and is inviting her into life. And then says at the end of explaining the good news, would you like to choose to give your life to Jesus right now? And she says, I think I'm going to have to think about it. And he says, "Okay, yeah, it's good. Good to go think about it. You go think about it." And as she walks away, he notices that she's limping. And he says, "Oh, before you go, I just noticed that you got a limp. Would you mind if I prayed for healing for you? I believe that God can heal you right now." And she's okay, there's nothing to lose. She's very open. And that's something we're noticing among students at the moment, is they're so open to trying things. And so he prays for her. And he says, how do you feel now? And she said, well, the pain's gone down a little bit. Maybe it's gone down from like an 8 out of 10 to a 6 out of 10. And he says, "Oh, great. Should we pray again?" And he prays again. And then he says, "How's it feel now?" And she's like, I think it's totally gone. And she starts jumping up and down in the middle of this freshers' fair at Buckingham Union. The people on the other stands are sort of like, "What's going on over there?" And then he says, "Do you think you want to give your life to Jesus now?" And she says, "Yes, I think I would." And so just from that little conversation on the stand at the Freshers' Fair this September, this girl ends up choosing to give her life to Jesus and choose to follow Jesus and is totally healed of whatever problem she had with her leg. I'm just going to tell you one more story. And this one's from my colleague. And he only came to faith, I think 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. But I think it was only 2 years ago. He was at Loughborough Uni and he wasn't a Christian. My other colleague, Rob, was also at uni in Loughborough with him, and basically Rob kept inviting Rich to Alpha, and Rich just wasn't coming along. There was nothing that Rob tried to try and get Rich to Alpha and try and explain the gospel to him. Rich was just like sort of a brick wall. And then eventually, Rob knew that Rich really liked baking and really quite enjoyed cooking, and said, "We really need someone to bake cakes for Alpha, Rich." And so invited him to come and bake cakes for Alpha. And of course, Rich said, can't resist maybe baking cakes for Alpha. So came, baked cakes for Alpha, and also saw all the Alpha sessions. And then he was still really struggling with these Alpha sessions. So all these Christians going on about a relationship with God. Like, what even is a relationship with God? I don't understand it. And then he met Rob's dad, and Rob's dad said to him, "What if God could do one thing to show himself to you, to show you that he's real, what could that be?" And Rich said, maybe if I met someone in my hometown, no, met someone in Loughborough from my hometown, maybe that would be God showing himself to me." It was like the first thing that came to his mind. And that was in the week. And then that Sunday, he goes to church. He wasn't a Christian, but he was going to church. He had friends in church. And he meets someone, a girl from his hometown, from his school, at church, and that opens his mind. And he's, maybe God really is showing himself to me. Maybe God really is real. Maybe this is the moment. And then he looks into other stuff. He goes back to Alpha, but with an open mind. He looks into the fine-tuning of the universe. He looks into the prophecies about Jesus in the Old Testament. And eventually he thinks, this is true. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And he gives his life to Jesus. And I asked him, I said, can I share your story, Rich? And I also said, I think God wants me to talk about freedom, and I know that Jesus has set you free, Rich. Could you explain how has Jesus set you free? So I texted him that. And he texted me back. He said, "Jesus has set me free and released me from chains of anxiety and depression every single day. For a period of my life, I was having multiple panic attacks every day. And since coming into his presence, it's a rarity that I have a spike in anxiety, let alone a panic attack." Which I just thought was amazing. I don't want to say that Jesus is an instant fix for all of your problems, or that Jesus is like an instant cure for mental health, or can set you free from anything in an instant, or will set you free from anything in an instant. But I do want to say that Jesus is at work today in real and tangible ways, that things do happen, in an instant, that there is freedom available. And as I was talking to God about speaking on freedom, there's many ways I could have gone with it, but I just felt led to this passage in Matthew 11. I think it's going to come on the screen. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." I'm going to read the same passage, but in the Message version. "Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." I'm just going to stop and pray there before I go on. Yeah, Holy Spirit, we just invite you here. We thank you that you're a God that sets us free. We thank you that in you we find rest. And I just pray that as I'm speaking today, that you would speak through me. Holy Spirit, come. As I looked at that passage and thought about that passage, I felt Jesus say that he wanted to set us free from the burdens that we were carrying. That was the kind of freedom he wanted to talk to us today about. And specifically, I felt like he wanted to set us free from carrying the weight of our own lives. I almost heard God speak that phrase to me. He wants to set us free from carrying the weight of our own lives. And I don't know if any of you have felt pretty heavy recently, or pretty burdened, but I know that I have. I know that in so many ways life has been so busy, so great, so many great things happening, and yet I've just felt so tired and so weary. I've been carrying these heavy burdens. And I felt like this morning Jesus just wanted to speak good news to us. I just heard him saying, "Come and be free, come to me, and I will give you rest. I will give you true rest." And it's interesting, the analogy that Jesus uses. I think Burns got a picture of some ox with a yoke. Oh, it's a video. So I was thinking people might not know what a yoke is, but there's a yoke across some oxen, and they're plowing a field. So this is the analogy that Jesus uses. And he's not saying there's no burden. He's not saying there's no field to plow. He's not saying there's no yoke. But he does say that the yoke is easy and the burden is light. There's still a job to do. And I'm thinking, how is it that the burden is light? How is it that the yoke is easy? And I basically felt God was saying it's not because of the nature of life, but because of the nature of God. It's not that life is easy, but it's that God is good. And I really want us to hear that this morning, that life is hard, but God is good. That the yoke isn't easy and the burden isn't light because the stuff we have to do is easy and light, but it's because God is with us. And if you want an Advent link today, it's God Emmanuel. God is with us. And as Jesus stepped into the story of humanity 2,000 years ago to be with us, so the Spirit today, even right here, right now, can step into our story, can step into the mess of what we're carrying and carry the burdens of life with us. But how does that work? How does Jesus carry our burdens with us? How does Jesus make the burdens light and easy? And I basically felt God speaking to me about two ways. The first way is, I think sometimes we're carrying the wrong burdens, that actually Jesus gives us the right burdens to carry and he takes the wrong ones off. And when we're carrying the wrong burdens, they're the ones that are heavy and burdensome and ill-fitting, as the Message says. When we're carrying the right burdens, the burdens that Jesus designed us to carry, it feels light, it feels easy. So that's the first way. And the second way I want to talk about is what I just said before, that that sometimes we try and carry the right burdens, but we're trying to carry them alone. We're trying to carry them in our own strength. We're trying to do the life right. We're trying to carry the burdens that we feel God has carried us to call, and yet we're pulling with our own strength. We're not inviting God into the process of carrying those burdens. So, to look at the first point first, let's look at having the right burdens. And I think, I mean, this is convicting to me. It might be convicting to you, I don't know, but I think often we end up carrying the wrong burdens and carrying them by ourselves because we end up trusting ourselves more than we trust in God. I think in the West especially, we seek comfort and we seek convenience and we seek a light burden for ourselves. We look basically for a field that looks quite nice to plow, for a yoke that looks fairly easy to carry, and we think, if I plow this field and I carry that yoke, then I'll be able to provide for myself, provide for my family, have a secure life. I'll be able to have some comforts. I'll be able to do a job that's not too hard and will get me what I need to survive. And we trust in ourselves and not in God. And to want those things, to want comfort, to want security, to want some nice holidays, it's not a wrong desire, but are we trusting in ourselves for our security, for our comfort, or are we trusting in God? Are we trusting in God to be our security and our safety and our provider? Are we trusting the Holy Spirit to bring us comfort? Because when we try and curate our lives and carve out a field for us to plow that we want to plow and the yoke that we want to bear, actually that ends up being the heavy burden. And it's paradoxical, but the burden that Jesus wants us to bear is the light one. I think we often struggle to invite God in to help us carry our burdens because we're a little worried God will convict us that we're carrying the wrong burdens. Like maybe you're worried that if you say, God, I'll carry the burden that you want me to carry, that you'll end up being sent to Hong Kong for 3 years and living in a dorm with 16 drug addicts. The problem is it could happen. God could say that to you. You know, we're worried, I think, sometimes if we say, God, help me get this lovely house in the Cotswolds, that God will be like, sell all you have and go to Brazil. And the problem is God could say that. But Jesus says this in Matthew 16. He says, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than your soul? And we read that and we think, oh, carrying your cross, losing your life, doesn't sound very light or easy. But it's paradoxical in that as we lose our lives, as we lose those things and we let go of those things we're trying to hang on to, and we embrace the life that Jesus has for us, as we throw ourselves fully on his grace and trust in him, throw ourselves in his hands, that's when we find the life that we were made for, the life we were designed for, and that's when we find the true rest for our souls. It's when we're trying to trust ourselves to carve out the life that we want, that's when the burden feels heavy. When we trust fully in God, that's when the burden feels light, because it's the burden we were made to carry. But it's difficult to comprehend, isn't it? Like, how is it light and easy that the disciples were martyred? You know. But it's not ill-fitting, because it's what we were made to do. I was thinking about athletes. I think, how hard do they train? How hard do they work? What do they put their body through? And yet, it's what they were made to do. It's what gives them life. You know, I was thinking about Andy Murray. He finished his career with a metal hip. Just he couldn't bring himself to stop playing tennis. This is what he was made to do. And it's when we discover what God has made us for, that even though it's still hard, it feels easy because it's what we were made for. We just can't bring ourselves to stop it. When I was talking to Jackie Pullinger a while ago, and she worked in this place called the Walled City, which was this lawless place, really overpopulated, rife with crime and gangs and drugs. And she said every time she went into this place, the Walled City, it felt like her birthday. Like, she was so excited because it was what she was made to do. It's not what all of us were made to do, but she found what she was made for. And even though it was still really, really hard, it felt easy, it felt light, because it's what she was made to do. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." God's created us each with an individual purpose. He's got good things for us to do that he planned for us to do long ago, for us to step into. And these are the things that will bring you life. It might not be easy. There is a burden. But it will feel light because it's not ill-fitting. It's what you are made to do. Now, I know what I'm saying is maybe difficult to get our heads around. You might be thinking, great, that still sounds pretty scary, pretty terrifying. How do I bring myself to trust God? It sounds so hard. And I think this is why that Jesus goes on to say in that passage, he says, "I am humble and gentle at heart." So in verse 29, it says, "Take my yoke upon you, let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart." And I think I hear God saying this to us this morning. We can trust him. We can trust God because he is humble and gentle at heart, that he will be gentle to us. He will be gentle with us as we choose to trust him. I think sometimes we're afraid to invite God in because we're afraid we'll hear a condemning voice saying, "You're not doing enough. You're not living the life I've called you to," and hear that harshness. But that's not the voice that God speaks to us with. It's the enemy that would have us believe that that's what God's like. But it's not true. God is gentle and kind. And he gently leads us into surrender and into life. In the Message version, it says, I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. Keep company with me. You'll learn to live freely and lightly. There's work to do, but it's gentle. Jesus is gently inviting us to do it with him. I wonder if any of you have felt the whisper of God inviting you into something that you're scared to do, that you're scared of what you might have to give up. Maybe it is to go to the other side of the world. Maybe it's to do a different job. Maybe it's to take a lower salary to do something you feel God's calling you to do. Maybe it's stepping into community living or fostering or serving those in your community around you, but you're scared. You don't know how to do it. It feels hard. It sounds difficult. And yet I just hear God gently inviting you to trust him, inviting us to trust him this morning. And saying, "The yoke is easy and the burden is light because it's what you were made for and because I am with you." There's a line I've heard quite a lot. Have you ever heard this line? "God won't ever give you more than you can handle." Has anyone ever heard that? I think it's total rubbish, if I'm honest. I think life is more than you can handle. In Ephesians, it says, we can do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine through the Spirit at work within us. And in John 15, it says, without him, we can do nothing. I think if you've lived life, you've probably realized that without God, we can do nothing. And it's not that God never gives us more than we can handle. Life is more than we can handle, but we need to be constantly dependent upon him. If we try and do anything in our own strength, it's not going to work. Especially the lives that he calls us to. But he is with us and he is gentle and he is kind. And in our fear, he is the comforter. His dreams for us are beyond our wildest dreams, but he will gently lead us into them and be with us in it. Hopefully I'm making sense. And the second point is that God is with us. It's a much simpler point than the first point. Maybe less challenging. But God is with us. Life is hard. Life is heavy. But Jesus carries those burdens with us. In Galatians 5, verse 1, it says, "It is for freedom that Christ set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. That's a slightly different translation. It's also good. But I loved whatever translation I've got here, which is because it uses the same language. It says, don't let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. And I think some of us, we found freedom in Jesus, right? We found such wonderful freedom, and yet we forget to take the full measure of freedom that belongs to us. All the time, we forget to claim that full measure of freedom. We allow ourselves to be burdened by life, to be burdened by this yoke, to be carrying these heavy burdens. And it's because we're mostly forgetting to invite Jesus into carrying those burdens with us. And I think for some of you, you might be thinking, the burdens I'm carrying, it's not that I'm carrying the wrong burdens. It's not that I'm doing the wrong job or doing the wrong thing. It's just life is really hard. I mean, I wasn't planning on saying this, but I feel that the whisper of the Spirit just, I don't know if I'm allowed to swear, but I just felt like some of you in this room this morning thinking, life is just really shit. I feel like God wants to say to you, I want to come into your life. I want to carry your burdens with you by the power of my Holy Spirit. That he sees you, that he cares about you. That you might be dealing with stuff that's like, you might just be exhausted. There might be physical illness, mental illness, difficult relationships with your family. You're not doing the wrong thing. You're not pursuing the wrong thing. You're not carrying the wrong burdens. But it just feels so heavy. You just feel so weary. And I just hear Jesus saying, come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens. I will give you rest, true rest. And that's partly why I told the stories at the beginning. Just there's real tangible stories of God setting people free in the last few months in this country. It's not just far away. God wants to step into your story by the power of his Spirit right here and right now. I feel like maybe some of us are just, we're just a bit tired, a bit cynical when things don't change. And we think maybe, can God even help me? Will he change anything? And I just feel like God wants to impart faith to you this morning and say, I am gentle and humble at heart, but I'm also powerful and want to move in power and change things. And I mean, if I'm honest, for me, this last term, things have been like in so many ways so wonderful and so great. And that made me feel sort of strange when I was thinking, why don't I feel great, you know? But I was just so busy. I was just so, like, carrying the burdens of working for this Christian organization, just feeling tired, feeling weary, and thinking, why don't I feel better? And I felt like I was carrying the right burdens. I felt like I was doing what God had called me to. And yet I realized I was putting a lot of pressure on myself. I felt disconnected from God. I felt disconnected from myself and just a bit grumpy. And I felt like God reminding me that he is with me, that it's him who carries the burdens. I mean, another thing that Jackie said is that the secret of mission is that God does it and we get to go along for the ride. Like it's the Latin term is the missio Dei. It's the mission of God. We partner with him. It's his mission, not ours. We get to join in. And I felt reminded of that. But even being reminded of that, what I really needed was probably what happened 3 weeks ago, or however many weeks ago it was, at Cause to Live For. I had this encounter where I was being prayed for. Cause to Live For is a young adults conference in Nottingham. And I was being prayed for at this conference. And as I was being prayed for, I felt so weary. I felt so heavy, so burdened. And this guy just is praying for me. He just starts prophesying, starts speaking like words that he couldn't possibly have known about my life, just words of God to me. And I just felt so seen and so known by God. I just felt like God knew my situation exactly and was in the midst of it and carrying my burdens with me. And then after he'd finished prophesying and praying for me, well, he carried on praying for me. And I just felt just a physical weight. It's hard to describe, but like just this physical weight of God, almost like God was taking all the weight, all the burdens I've been carrying off my shoulders and putting himself and his glory on me. And I just felt almost, it's so hard to describe, but like this, almost like this heavy cloud of joy that was sort of resting on my shoulders, but also like pervading my inside, and just felt joy bubbling up from within me. I just felt so released. I felt this tangible physical feeling and emotional feeling, and I was crying and laughing at the same time. I just felt so much joy and so much freedom. I felt peace, I felt excitement for the future. And none of my circumstances had changed, and yet everything had changed. I just had this sweet assurance that God was with me and God was carrying my burdens alongside me. And I just felt this morning like we know that God works sometimes slowly by his Spirit, that he works steadily, but also God can work powerfully in a moment. And in that moment, everything changed because I just felt the presence and the power of God. And I just feel like this morning there's an invitation for us to experience that as well. I wonder if I could get the band up to play. I realize there's a bit of a paradox in what I'm saying, but in the kingdom that paradox holds together. It's that the kingdom is here right now. God can and will move in power and set us free from burdens in an instant. And yet on the other hand, the kingdom comes slowly. The kingdom isn't here yet. And yet it's good news either way, because even in the not yet, God is with us. Even in those burdens that we desperately don't want to be carrying, God is still carrying those burdens with us. And I just want to pray this morning that God would come and comfort us, that God would come and meet us in a powerful way, in a way that makes a tangible and real difference, that God would come and be our Emmanuel, God with us. And so should we just stand as the band begins to, the band, as Kyle begins to play? Start singing accidentally then. And I just, do you want to maybe close your eyes and put your hands out in front of you? And I'm just going to invite the Holy Spirit, and I'm just going to call out a few groups of people that I just felt God really wanted to minister to you this morning. But yeah, Holy Spirit, come. I just pray that you would begin to touch our hearts, God. Begin to set us free. Begin to minister to us. Begin to lift burdens off our shoulders. And then I felt for a few people, God really wanted to meet you. I think that the first group of people, you hear those stories about freedom, and there's just stuff. It could be anything. It could be illness. It could be addiction. You just want to be free from it. And I just felt like there's faith in the room this morning that you might be set free from whatever you need to be set free from. And then the second group of people, I think when I was talking about that, stepping into carrying the right burdens, pursuing the right thing, carrying the burdens that God wants to give us, I felt like there's people for whom you hear God calling you to embrace something that looks hard, that looks difficult, and God is saying the burden is easy, the yoke is light, I am with you, and I am gentle, and will gently lead you into carrying those things. And then the last group of people is just those people for whom maybe that word really resonated to you. Life is just really hard. And you just want Jesus to come and step in by the power of his Spirit right now and minister to you and carry those burdens with you. So if you feel that any of those resonate with you, or if you're just meeting the Holy Spirit right now, just stay with your hands open, keep on receiving. And if maybe you feel that that's not particularly where you're at right now, and you feel able to just look around and maybe start praying for the people around you, that'd be wonderful. And I just feel like maybe some people, that's your automatic response in this scenario, to just start praying for someone, and maybe God is saying to you, maybe you should receive in this moment. So feel free to pray for people, but feel free to receive. And the band are just going to keep playing, and we're just going to wait on the Holy Spirit.